Siman Tuf Nun in Mishabura Sivkatan Chavches, which is the last Mishabura in the Siman. We're holding on page Lamazayin Amud Aleph. It's a long piece of Mishabura, which is really moving from the case of the Shulchan Aruch into a different case. So what was a very common practice was that the Tsar, the Porites, would rent out to the Jews rights to a certain type of activity in the area. That was referred to as an arenda. Usually it was referring to an inn. Arenda could be other things also, but usually it was referring to an inn. And the arrangement was that the Jew would belong to the Tsar, and the Tsar would get a certain amount. So the Jew would take, if he earned anything above and beyond that amount, he got to keep that. So this arenda was an area, let's say, area of property. Shekart Maltois. So in this, let's say he had an inn, and he also had a place where they made shecher. So any person who would needed to make beer would come there and do it in this brewery. We saw the Jew who was renting it from the Tsar would take the payment. So now we have a problem. So if he allows the goyim to come in and use the property to make beer on Pesach, we can array a retzi b'kiyuma shel chametz machuz hakelim shebamaltzoyz. So while the beer is in the kelim, you want though that beer to be in there. So they would put this large container on the fire and they would brew it. Well, if you would, at that point in time, if the liquid inside would pour out, the kli would break from the heat. The only reason why it didn't break from the kli is because of the beer which is inside of it. So you want that beer to be there. So that's called retzibik yumite. And Shikabo Socher, when he pays him at the end, the Reo Mistaker Bisaria No, that's called he's getting money through a process of Bisaria No. So furthermore, Kimon Shaminah Tomei Losses Mida Malts Bisocher Bolimos. The standard was they didn't pay with money, the government didn't pay with the money. They would give a certain amount of the beer that they made of the. They would give the maltas like the hops. They would give that as payment. They would make the beer. You give that as payment, and not the money. In Ken Kishosa Haakum has shecher karzach yisal b'midah malts. The Jew was echad a certain amount of this malts of the barley hops. So that's the case we had before. Even though the guy only actually delivers it after Pesach, it's usur. Why? Because since the standard was always to give that, that was the payment, so it's considered like if he was cut immediately on Pesach.
Wait, so why is the hops hummus? Plain hops, that's not
hummus. Barley hops. With water, put it in water. It's
with water.
Yeah, put water in.
I thought just the untreated.
I mean, it sounds like again, you're talking to an Amos. I've never made beer in my life.
No, you're right.
So,
what's the Jew going to do with the hops in the water?
Well, normally the Jew, because he had part of this arenda, was he usually had an inn, so he used it to make beer for himself, and he would sell it. Himself. Okay. So the Chorinim now address this problem. So we have Retzibik Yumoi, and we stack the bisurim no, and we have it like chacham to say yisrael shabbat lepesach. So they wrote that the correct thing to do was to sell out your rights to the Malzhoys for that period of time to a non-Jew. Or you ask your Elizabeth, or at least rent it out to a goy for some weeks. So if I rent it out to a goy, that he's paying me rent to use it. So he's saying like this. So now all schar goes to him. I'm not ready to be kiyumai. I'm not involved in the whole process. So that'll take care of that. The problem is not even the problem of I'm getting schar. I'm getting schar on yomtiv for renting it out. So that date is you said to rent it for a few weeks, and that's the case of havlo. I'm not sure why he has to do that because the car of the week. And there's not an issue schar for the cholam. Why do you consider avlo with the weekdays of cholam? I'm not sure why you do that. I'm not sure about that point.
Havlo
was absorption, right? You absorb the empty days. So he's paying the rent for a two week period, not for that that day, those days. Okay. If his chakiris is when you rent, and the payment is such that you pay the owner with X amounts of results up front, and then whatever's left over you get to keep. That's called chakiris. It's a form of sharecropping in a certain sense. We're sharing the profits. But it's supposed to, with a percentage, he's guaranteed a certain amount, and I only get my profits after he gets his full amount. So if the chakiris wasn't on the actual goof of the maltois, that belonged still to the goy, to the sar. Rachokr mimenu schar hamidus. The haino shamidus shenoisim ha'oisim yiu shaychem loy. The Jew got the right to charge for the kalim that they would measure everything in. So dashi tzavolo isim sheicher shall yafrishu hamidus bepesach, that they're not going to rak yitzavu bepinchas loy should tochen bepesach vachar pesach gigvu mehem. So they would grind it apparently in these I don't know the process, how this was done. It sounds like there was a grinding process. And so they would grind it, and they wouldn't measure it, and after pay, so they would figure out some way to collect the amount of money. So the Shartian says that in this situation, you solve some of the problems, you haven't solved all of them. That we solve the problem of Ritzi B'Kiyumai because he's not involved in the cooking process, and it's also not Chalei B'Chometz, because I guess it's not at that point in the process. It's when it's finally done, he would pay with a certain portion. That was for making the beer, not for the measuring part. Even though he pays you after Pesach. So that's his problem he raises in Shartzin and Nun Beis. Okay. The same halacha would be true if the person had a mill, he had some type of mill for grain. And he got it berenda from the sar, and since they would wash the flour, there is a potential for it being chometz. So now you have the problem of being mistaki b'sari hanoa, and you have the problem that they used to pay with wheat. The same, so you have the same issue So the etzah would be to would give it out to the schus that he has to any yehudi, or either give it, either sell it out, or he should rent it out to a specific goy for that period of time. Okay, dinei hagolas kelim simin tafan aleph. We'll be in tafan aleph for a while. Berachav zayin sifim. As you can see, the first sif itself already takes quite some time. So we're going to go through now the halachas of hagolas kelim. Specifically, in most of the halachas will be in the context of kasher and kelim for Pesach, but obviously we'll learn. You know, the halachas will then overlap into the halachas of hagolas kelim in general. Okay. You have pots which are made out of earthenware, which have been used for chametz during the year. They make farina out in it. Daisa is like cream of wheat type of a dish. Or mini kamachim, other types of flours, oatmeal or something like that. You cook in it. So you're cooking real bona fide chametz in the thing, into it, cooking in it. So, mishav shafon heitev, you wash them out well. You rub them, literally rub them well. Binyan shalayiyah chametz nikar behem, there's no visible chametz. Any chametz which is on the surface has been removed. Umutar lahashoyis in achra pesach, you're allowed to keep the kelim over Pesach, to use them after Pesach. Yishtamash ben, ben b'mino, ben shalom b'mino. After Pesach, you can use, do whatever you want with them. U'matzin in the Pesach, m'makam senua, but you have to hide them in a safe place. Shein rogol, lelech shoma, you will not normally go there. K'desh lo yobol, yishtamash ben b'pesach. The person should not mistakenly come to use them on Pesach. So that's where we put away our chametz kelim, in a way that there'll be some type of a reminder that we should not, by mistake, pull them out and use them on Pesach. Okay. The best idea is to put them into a room and lock the door and put away the key. Because by the time he finds the key, he'll remember that it's Pesach. So that's what you got to do with them. You can't use them on Pesach. So now, what about kashering them? The idea of kashering them, we do not allow. Why not? Our hesek sheyasikim ba'esh, that which you want to heat them up in the fire, put them back into the kiln, to kasher them, and omer lehem will not work for them. But the shum kli cheres shenishamash lehem chamin, nor for any kli cheres which is used with hot, or even if it wasn't directly on the fire, but rather they poured hot chametz into them, so they were not directly on the fire. Still, you cannot kasher them. Now it sounds like, according to this, that if it was only used as a klisheni, which means there wasn't even direct pouring from the klirishon, but afterwards, it was moved to this kli afterwards, that seems to be okay. No, even if it was only didn't have a direct rishon pouring into it, but rather it was only after it was a kli sheni that it was used for that item. Still, it will not work. Even if you're going to fill up the kli with hot coals, so you have, you've heated up inside the kli, and I was pulling out all of any bleed which is inside of there. We not allow that. Now, why do we not allow that? It sounds like a pretty good way to do it. The answer is because the chashinon, chazal were concerned, dilma chayis alayu, shema poke, the person was going to have mercy on it. He's afraid it might burst. Paris, shemesh yis bako, it might burst. So he will not do the burning out as best as he could, because he's afraid that the earthenware kli will burst from the heat. So if Chazal said you can't do it, therefore not, there's no temptation to do this, and then do it improperly, possibly. Miu. However, there's one way that it is good. So the first case over here was you just want to heat them on the fire. But if you put them back into a bona fide kiln, when you make clay kalim, mutter. Because that was a very extreme fire. We came in the Shemachnis and the Hesel Gadol Kazeh. If you put it into such a large heat, obviously, you're not worried about the mapaki, because the mapaki means you're accepting the fact that it might burst, and you're not worried about it, because there's a good chance it might burst in such a heat. But the regular just oven, that's not good enough. You have to put it back into the kiln where they actually make earthenware kale. Hagoah. Call kli atzarach libanoi hagolah. Any kli which needs kashering, either through the process of libun, which is heating it up with direct heat, or hagolah, or heating it with hot water. Either one of those processes is needed, as we'll see, we go through the same when you need what. Also, lishtamish by afilu b'tzaden b'li heksher. We will not let you use it for colds without kashering it. So you wash it out. Now the reality is there's not going to be any transfer of any flavor in this cold situation from the kli to the food. But Chazal said you can't do that because you're afraid that once he's going to use it for cold, he might use it for hot. And that's already a problem. Vine miyardeya simen kuf chaf aleph. And Shabur says over there, that over there indicates that to use it, not use it regularly, but to one time to pull out and use it, that would be allowed for cold, would be allowed. But to use it regularly, we're afraid the person gets used to using it, so he'll forget by mistake and use it for him for cold, for hot also. So we said you can't do that. Okay, you bit off a nice sized bite. Let's see, Mr. Burrow. So the Mechaber discussed kederas that you wash them out well, and you store them away. Food and kaoris, the plates and shetashmishan al yedei, or the bowls, shetashmishan al yedei eru, you pour into them directly, or klisheni, or the uses of klisheni. Gam came to Nahachi would have the same halacha that you wash it out well, and you put it away, and in a place where you're not going to by mistake use it in a place. Shalcheres. So cheres, we say hagolah doesn't work, kashering doesn't work, so you just wash it off and put it away. But who adin shakelim she'enim shalcheres, kelim which are not of cheres, which hagolah might work. But if you're not planning to be magal, or the labdan, or to do liban, gam ken efshar behind the counter, the shab shafon, the kaiman ad la'achar pesach. You wash them out well, and you put them away till after pesach. So this is not limited to klicheres. El shadibur behayve, but the shulchanar was just discussing the common case. The bishar kalim. Where they don't live in a society which we have, which we could afford, a brand new set of kalim for Pesach, they kasher. Remember, they could kasher. So in that world, they could kasher. Whenever they kasher, the chances are that the only thing you'd be putting away would be klicheres. Nowadays, which kalim, the new ones are not so expensive, and we, Baruch Hashem, are more affluent than we've been in many generations, it would be better to buy new kalim and not to do all these different processes. with the concern maybe you didn't get it right. Person brought new kelim, and filo kli cheres, imo kli cheres. Ain tzarich l'sapik b'hem, Hashem and Ishtam Shaboy. You're not mechuyev to be doubtful, to be consider the possibility that they might have been used beforehand. They derech l'shtamish b'kelim chadashim. The people who sell kelim chadashim do not want it used beforehand. So those kelim which you buy, you can assume have never been used. Vein shichem ela tvila b'klim atchus. Metal or glass needs tvila, but that's all you need. Aba kasher niktim in a melacher b'beisoy. If you buy it from the goy, his house, not from the market, and you cannot feel confident that you recognize the fact that they're brand new. So if they're clean matris, you have to do hagala or libun, each one according to what it's supposed to be. And you'll travel them. Vim came klicheris, tzricha tzarech shivira misafik. Klicheris, which has possibly b'liya avisar in it, you bought it from a goy in his house, so you would have to destroy it, you have to break the kli. Mr. Burr doesn't discuss the Eitzah. Doesn't talk about, you know, can you be makel to let it sit for 12 months. There's a din by Yayin Nessa. No, by Stam Yenam. There's an issue of Yayin Nessa, which is wine, which is actually, Midaraisa, was wine which is actually used to pour as an offering for the for Avodah Zarah. That's called Yayin Nessa. And this is called Stam Yenom, just the general non-Jewish wine, which is also Asur. So kelim which are used, which stored non-Jewish wine in it for 24 hours, so it's Kavush. So now I have a problem, I can't use it for Kavush and Kavushal, so I have to kasher it. But it says over there, if it's Chazal, we don't allow to do the process of kashering. But if it's sat for 12 months, then we can kasher. So that halacha is brought specifically by Stam Yenom, which is the Rabbanim. The question is, can we extrapolate that idea? Because I'll say that eventually the flavor inside the walls wears out. Can we extrapolate that idea and apply it to other types of b'liyas, of isser, of other types of foods? So the Mishabur does not mention such a possibility. There are other persons which do immersion amongst them that talks about a case where it's a hefset gadol, maybe we could be semichan. After 12 months, my klicher is kosher. It says, okay, a person gets Yerusha from a grandparent, let's say, a non-frum grandparent, a very, very expensive china. So, tremendous value to throw them out or break them, whatever it is. Now, just about nowadays, just want to talk about this idea of our machriv to be concerned that maybe they were used for they were cooked in, etc. You know, machriv the chashish they were cooked in. You buy new stuff from the store. What is common nowadays is that there are times that. There are some types of metals, etc., that they do actually smear with an oil. I'm not sure to make it, look shinier or whatever it is. That So there's research been done about that. Some of the aluminum pans come with a smearing and stuff like that. You feel like there's like a film in it. So there are persons which hold that you have the kasha then because of this issue. Okay. Kalashana. So Yijut Chum is anywhere during the year. Within a filling shamash and chum is Techa Pesach. So we said, so what do? You wash it off, put it away, and that's it. Let's say by mistake it was used for chametz during Pesach. So it should be more chomer. Chametz and Pesach. No. Da'i b'di'evet b'shiv shuv heitim. So you take the kli, you wash it out well. And with the lashes and adachar Pesach, we don't say that the b'li of the chametz, which is cooked on Pesach, which is also to do, makes the clay keli also after Pesach. You put it away. But the early Abbas and Reshim and Tavim Zayin. Pribegon and Mefak, we give bishul behem b'shvi shal Pesach, Beretz Yisrael. So he cooked in it by mistake chometz on the last day of Pesach. Now it's motzi Pesach. It's a chometz like a kli, and I want to cook something up in it, but it's still within 24 hours of its previous prohibited usage of the chometz on Pesach. So now I have flavor in there of chametz shavu'ah b'Pesach, which is still flavorful, still tastes good. So if I want to use it within 24 hours, I have a good flavor coming out. So shvi'ah shel Pesach in the afternoon in Eretz Yisrael, or shvi'ah shel Pesach in the afternoon, chutz l'aretz. He by mistake cooked chametz in there. So now the next morning, it's still within 24 hours. The flavor of the chametz is still a good flavor. So in that situation, the primogonum is questionable if you're allowed to cook in it after Pesach. You have to wait 10 hours before you can cook in it. Okay. Even the ones which you cook the cream of wheat in it, etc. Filoisim shiroisim klemer. Those same bluim harbi b'chametz. They mamash cook on the fire. They mamash absorb a lot of chametz. Vibashav amachar pesach v'vali lo yiyah shishim min hegdom. And after Pesach, there will not be 60 times in the new food that you're going to cook on this pot greater than the amount which is absorbed in the walls. Feel hachi mutter, still mutter. The time wise mutter. The non kaimalon, the chomes after Pesach, the Torah is mutter. It's not an issue of the rice, it's an issue of the rabbin. And also, Elam Yishum, the Knosser, the Chomem al-Masha, Hisha, a chomes. The issue is because you kept chomes on Pesach, that Knoss, we're going to make it also. So the answer is, Lakotza, al-Chomich, Shuba Eine. Chomich is actually intact, because Allah. Chazal never answered chametz which is absorbed in a kli. Amasha blew up a kli like kol. So they never gave you a kanas, a fine for keeping chametz in the walls of the kli. So they never answered it. Feel mutzer, feel lechadchil in the vasher by macher kach. So now after Pesach, I want to use that kli. Oh, there's chametz in the which was over sitting on Pesach inside the walls. Doesn't make a difference. So what do? So you take them, you rub them out. If a person did not do that before Pesach, so now you're sitting there, there's still possibly some dirt in them, or chametz like a dirt in them. So as much as there's chametz in there, you gotta get rid of it, so you have to do that on Pesach, or if you didn't do it on Pesach, you do it after Pesach. You put it away in a place where they're not going to, by mistake, be taken out and used. Let's think. Yeshanogan, Sadr Kli Bedil Shal Chometz. People take the tin kelim, which are used for chometz, the Sechabais in the house. Begoyva Hakosu B'makam Shein Yad Adam Agas Hashom. So they hang them up on the wall, high up in a place where nobody can reach them. So you're not going to, by mistake, grab one and take it down. By the time you get to the ladder to get up there, you're going to remember it's Pesach. And they let it hang there
Lanoi, you know, nice, you have your copper, well, here's it's a big deal, it's tin, you know, you have your kalim, hang up there, look nice, you know, so they hang up on the high up on the wall. So the Elim, so the other Mishabur says you can't protest against what they're doing. Baba should call Dabra, should go to a local common, Machmas Hasha, Shami Yishkach, Mishamish boy, Lachilkim Xera, so. Chazal made Xera, we should not have it around because you're a mistake, you're going to forget to use it. And they didn't say it's mutum, it's very high up. We also feel like Higbia, or you said Dabra, Esser Kut, the commotion is Barbasim, Resh Ayan Hay. Chazal said you can't read Laura in there because you might, afraid you might come to tilt in there. To get the oil to wick it up into the wick better. So Chazal asked it. So the lochas over there, it's usher. So I take the candle, this the oil lamp, and I hang it up, you know, 10 stories up. It's 50 feet off the ground. Chances are I'm not going to go tilt it. Right? And by the time I get up there to tilt it, I'm remembering Shabbos. So it's the same idea as over here. Over there, we said it's also. And we're saying, well, listen, you hand the kli up there. By the time you get up to the kli, you'll remember your face and you won't use the kli. So what's the difference? Come on, keep in shenan ben yoyman. He please comments. We show some sadun or so. But the reality is that someone is the chashash is initiate the raisa. If he gets up there and he tilts that kli, he's dealing with. So the like this. We weren't going to go up there. We said once Chazal asked it, they asked it. They didn't make a difference between whether it's accessible or not. That's the idea. So we're also saying the same thing. Chazal asked it because you're worried, and they didn't differentiate whether it's accessible or not. What's the difference? It says over here you're dealing with the rabban. There you're dealing with the rice. The chassar said he might tilt the lamp as the rice. Whereas over here, the kli is not a benyamin. It wasn't hanging there for 24 hours. It's not a benyamu anymore. So even if you cook it in a meter ice, it'd be mutter. Because any benyamu we have passed in a meter ice is mutter in Pesach. That's the Talmud Kam. Kimish any benyamu, it'd be a sechomet, with shosh mesadu nazon. Kolshen boys and shiroi tashrishim a klisheni. Furthermore, some of them are only really used for klisheni, a bit senen, only for cold, good and kan kanin. And lochish, not a problem. Come on, my machra is dead. Tell me the brachah. A person is machra. That's a very wonderful thing. But yeah.
You're allowed to cook. Okay, leifametz was cooked in, not ben yomel.
Not allowed to midrabana. Midraisa, you would be.
You'd be talking about midraisa.
As you're saying, since you only do this, the rabbanon. So the case was not accessible, and by the time you get it, you'll remember because I weren't geyser. So you should put it away into a room and lock it up. And then you should hide the key. What's the learner? So what are you getting with that? So he'll start looking for the key. And by the time he finds it, he reminds himself, "Oy vey, it's Pesach. What am I doing? I can't use those kelim." Okay, but the idea of heating it up in the oven doesn't work. So he says it doesn't work. First of all, the heating was only from the outside, and they absorbed in the inside. Enam oil, the hezek shurak mi bechutz, enam oil haflei disapliyah. Heating was only on the outside, doesn't work to take out the flavor. So that was why we discussed the cap idea. Putting coals inside is better. But still, we don't allow it either, because you're afraid you might be too gentle. And a moil, no, fine. Yud. Share the sechel roiskim. So that's true even in the, they weren't directly on the fire, even if you poured from a klirishin into it. Kuren karis, derech lishbech aleim mikaderis, the bowls you pour the soup from the pot into the bowls. And almost even klisheni, some said it's also perish. Filo erim mekader lesechel, rakliki acher, there was no direct pouring from the pot into this kli. They pour into something else. And then you dip this kli into it. So it's already in a kli sheni. That you can't kasher either. Because the Dinei Skimachar. The chachil of body yesh lahachmer kadaser more dain lahatter. Af kshidush l'nishamis bechametz rakul klisheni. We're not going to allow it. It was only even if it's only used for klisheni. Therefore, l'chein b'chimatus tzarech agola by metal kalin you do agola. Kimavur l'kamam and sefei. V'chicheres l'mahani agola behesik. Yeah, so this time so passive. So we're gonna be machmer, the kalim which where Hagol doesn't work, so you can't use them. There's nobody to use them. That's a chadchila. Even a cliche. Now the heaven, even the shamash will agol, the cliche mishamash will rock the cliche, you're gonna tell every kappers. A plate or something of that sort, which he only uses a klisheni, or spoons. So, b'di'evan, if you already use them on Pesach without a gola, we're not going to ask for the food. Yishol gol apa klisheres become hefset ruba mania simplus yomtiv to be matcha the food. In who ain't a ben yoimoy should not stand with gam in the conjunction with the fact it's not a ben yoimoy. Some people, many poskim allow us a time of gam for Pesach. It's even though we're machmer than not to, but at least in the bidyev, it'll be samech to yes allow that. Okay, we're holding by Yud Beis. Let's hold it here.